Disney CEO Bob Chapek condemns capital riots after staying silent on Mulan filming near China's Uyghur concentration camps. By Warner Todd Houston on January 8, 2021. Disney CEO Bob Chapek condemned the clash at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, claiming that the violence that has claimed the lives of at least five people, including a Capitol Police officer, marks a sad and tragic day for our country, one unlike any other in our history. What we saw was an egregious and inexcusable assault on America's most revered institution and our democracy. Thankfully, the democratic process that we hold dearly ultimately prevailed, the Disney chief said in a Twitter statement. Now, more than ever, it is imperative that we come together as one nation minus 6,785 united by our shared values, including decency, kindness, and respect for others. We should seize this opportunity and move ahead with optimism and hope for a better, brighter future for all of America. Despite Chapek's appeal to America's principles of decency, kindness, and respect for others, Disney faced a backlash after it became known that its hoped-for hit, Mulan, was filmed in cooperation with agencies responsible for Chinese forced labor camps. Indeed, Disney even thanked the government agencies in Xinjiang, the province where Muslims are cast into forced labor. As Breitbart News reported, Mulan's end credits include a special thank you to the Turpan Municipal Bureau of Public Security, according to a screenshot from the movie. The city of Turpan, which is located in the northwestern Xinjiang region, runs a concentration camp for Uyghur Muslims where detainees are forced to recite Communist Party propaganda, according to a 2018 investigation by the Wall Street Journal. Disney also thanked the Chinese government's propaganda arm, the Publicity Department of CPC Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomy Region Committee. Even as Disney essentially admitted to its work with the Chinese authorities responsible for the labor camps, the company, as of this reporting, hasn't released a public statement on the matter. This silence comes even after a bipartisan group of congressmen grilled Disney and Chapek for the media giant chose to film its blockbuster movie in an area where China run a forced labor camp. China has been accused of any manner of atrocities in these camps, including sterilization of the Muslim women interred there. China has also been accused of widespread rape and forced abortions in these camps. Disney is hardly alone in its close cooperation with the Chinese government and its forced labor camps. In March, an Australian think tank released a report detailing 83 internationally known brands, including Nike, BMW, Apple, Sony, Google, Lacoste, and Nintendo, that have active ties to factories where it appears that the Communist Party has shipped Uyghur Muslims to engage in forced labor. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.